about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
As Florence Machine says, the dog days are over.
The dog days of summer are over.
No, the dog days are over.
Are they?
Yep.
I like it.
What does that even mean?
I need you to make me a sign.
I'll make a sign with the words. Or please print legibly.
Wait a minute. What if my name was?
Is your name?
For the sake of this argument, yes it is.
Okay. Well, I'll make whatever sign you like, Mr.
Oh, please call me.
How are you, Marisol?
Hi, good morning.
How old are you, if you don't mind?
23.
And what celebrity do you most resemble?
I don't know, Mexican?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ugh, white people.
Roll another one.
I'm a sex addict.
Just like the other one.
Thank you, but no, it sounds boring.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Don't count out greatness.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Lick my eye.
I'm sorry.
Crazy pal! This one seems to be about
to end. I'm sorry for the
realness. I don't have another cent.
They don't care whatever it is that you're selling here.
I'm not buying it.
But don't bogart that joint.
You can't polish this turd.
Just pass it around.
Hey, at least we're alive.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Little House on the Prairie, because it's rad.
Just pass it.
They're just being haters.
What's a hater?
Oh, it's just something people say instead of working to change their own flaws.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. It is the 27th of October.
Yeah.
I'd like to start this morning with a little How Does the Story End?
Oh, excellent.
If you don't mind.
How does the story end, my friend? How does the story end?
All right. Deputy Daryl Beebe of Garfield County Sheriff's Department in Oklahoma pulled over 54-year-old John Wayne Kellerman on October 15th for doing 57 and a 45.
Okay.
He also noticed blank on the passenger seat.
How does the story end?
What did he notice on the passenger seat?
Yes.
A big old bottle of vodka?
Correct. A pornographic magazine.
Oh. I said vodka.
Right. Whatever. That's not the important part.
Okay.
It was a pornographic magazine.
Oh, dear.
A sergeant arrived at the scene of the traffic stop to do a vehicle inventory, and the officer noted that the driver's side of the car was...
How does the story end?
The driver's side of the car was... Were his pants down?
He's describing the driver's side of the car, not just the guy.
The side of the... Oh.
How does the story end?
I think there were probably things all around him to help him drive.
Extremely greasy.
Oh, no! No! Why'd you say greasy?
Because that's what the officer said. No. And not just greasy, extremely greasy.
Ew.
All right. Part four. When the officer walked up to the car, he saw that Kellerman was...
How does the story end?
Trying to help himself out a little bit.
Naked.
Okay.
Except for a bikini thong.
Oh. He's just sitting in his car in a thong?
Yep. In the driver's side of the car, which was, quote...
extremely greasy.
Yes.
I hate this story.
And that leads us to... located next to the man in the vehicle was...
How does the story end?
Well, you said a pornographic magazine.
Yes. And also...
oh, no. A lady... blow-up lady... fake lady, robot lady.
A nearly empty jar of Vaseline.
Okay. Well, that's why he was so greasy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You don't want that, right?
I don't want any of this.
He's 54, by the way.
In a bikini.
He's nude in a bikini,
thong.
Yes, in a thong.
Oh.
And he's extremely greasy, and there's a pornographic magazine on the seat.
I mean...
according to a police report, Kellerman seemed extremely nervous and his hands were shaking. He handed the officer his ID card and offered the officer a rag to wipe off the Vaseline.
All right. I'm retching.
The officer said, you know what? No thanks. And didn't take the offer. During the questioning, the man seemed very nervous and admitted that he was... helping himself to himself.
Sure.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
The officer checked his license and discovered that he had been driving on a revoked license since...
how does the story end?
1979.
Close. 1985.
Oh, my gosh.
1985.
Oh,
he had spent most of the past 27 years in state prison on a variety of charges, including car theft and burglary and narcotics possession.
Okay.
He was arraigned Thursday for speeding and driving with a revoked license, and he was later freed on $1,000 bail.
So they brought him into jail in just his skivvies, and not even skivvies, in a thong.
Yes, in a thong, covered in Vaseline.
Oh, God.
That's how the story ends.
I didn't like that.
Best story ever?
No. Mm-mm. I liked your sickle waiting in the bank story with a neighbor.
Top five?
No.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
His car was covered with Vaseline.
Yeah.
I mean...
extremely greasy.
Not just...
well, I heard it. The whole thing.
He wasn't worried about...
no need to relive.
Just the front door.
I was here. We just talked about it.
He wasn't worried just
We're
about
done.
The front door.
What's on the show?
But... the back door, I assume.
Oh, God.
I mean, I assume, right?
When will this weekend? Good Lord.
The whole area was covered in
grease. Okay.
Come on. I mean, at some point, don't you just pull over take care of business?
He's bright red, fearing towards purple. He can't breathe. He's bent over.
I mean, okay. Seriously, at some point, I mean, if you're
right.
Seriously, I mean, maybe distracted, pull over.
Yeah, there's got to be like some side street. You
take
could...
care of all of that business at once. Maybe clean up, maybe shower. And then get back in and continue driving. So that's how the story ended.
Thanks, Kevin.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is why I drink.
Right?
This is why I drink.
Yeah. It's Friday, so we have Keep It 100, which we love.
Yeah.
We also have the movie Beat because it's Friday. We have your tickets for tonight's Linkin Park and Friends, celebrating life in honor of Chester Bennington.
Excellent.
Turning out to be a huge show, and we've got another pair of tickets for you. Apparently... Tobin Bell was in the studio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he may have still been talking.
Right.
When one of us...
you?
...started a commercial.
Like, his mouth was moving and words were coming out.
Right.
And you were looking at him.
Yes.
So you could see it was happening.
Right.
Okay.
And then a commercial was started, I think, by Chip, or it went by itself.
It was not Chip.
Okay, it wasn't Chip. Mm-mm. Maybe it was a malfunction of the electronics.
It's not automated. Somebody actively has to press that button.
All right, I pressed the button.
We're going to tackle that. We're going to go through. We're going to do play-by-play.
Stanley's LA Comic-Con. We've got your tickets for that. And the woman that started it, Regina Campanelli, will be on the program today. She said, you know what? I want a Comic-Con here, too. That's it. And that's what it's become. That's
Leave
crazy,
it to right? a woman.
Right?
Right.
And RJ Bell in Las Vegas with his picks for Week 8 of the NFL coming up this morning. We'll take a break and we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55. Ralph Garman is here for our
Thunder!
To sing Imagine Dragons. And for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah. Boo! It's almost Halloween time, kids.
That was spooky.
That was. Right? You know when the first example of boo ever shows up in print in history? First time everybody goes, boo. It's the sound a ghost makes, which I don't even know why they picked that, but that's how it all started. How long we've been going, boo.
1750.
Wow. 1738.
Whoa.
Pretty damn close.
Shot wow. himself.
It was in a pamphlet. And it was described as a word used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. Now, why you would like to frighten crying children, I have no idea.
Don't you want to do the opposite?
I guess in the old times, it will scare the cry right out of you, is what they did. So if a kid was crying, you'd go, boo! And that would frighten the crying child. Make it stop?
Wow.
Or cry harder. I thought it was interesting. First time we ever had boo. What are your plans? Do you have big Halloween plans this weekend?
I have a big party on Saturday night.
What are you going to go as, Allie?
I am going as my Darth Vaderette costume.
Darth Vaderette. Sexy Darth?
Well...
Is it sexy Darth?
Yeah. Topless Darth?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be sad.
Going to have your Sith hanging out? Right?
I don't... What?
I don't know what that means.
It's going to be fun. What about you guys? Huh?
I don't have a party.
Oh.
Huh. I don't have a party.
Why don't you throw one?
How about that?
Throw a party.
Throw a party, Kevin.
And I live on a street that's mostly dark and no kids ever come to our house. So
this
kind of a bummer.
Took a turn.
Sorry, serial killer.
So I'd always load in the bus and go over to Psycho Mike's house. And
yeah, he loves that when kids come out from the other neighborhood. Well, if you're out there, you'll be part of millions of people getting candy that night. And I thought it was pretty interesting. Did you know, here's a little candy trivia for it. They've actually tested and found out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Remember that commercial?
I do remember
that. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? One, two, three, crunch, three. That was the answer, but it's not actually the answer. They've scientifically proven how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Why have they scientifically proven this?
Because people have been wondering for years, Kevin, how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. Give me a little guess.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three, three.
Man, you remember that perfectly.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to say 600.
Allie?
She always looks at me with disgust, and she has no idea if I'm close or far off or anything.
That's her default look at you, I think, is disgust.
Well, that's true.
I have resting disgust face.
Yes.
I'm going to go higher.
No, you got to pick a number.
You can't do it? Okay.
Pick a number.
Cheater.
I'm going to go 80,750.
Licks?
Yeah.
You could lick through concrete with that many licks.
You can?
Yes, that's a lot of licks.
I should be better at licking.
Now Kevin's looking at you with disgust.
That's absurd.
See, there's your disgust face. Yeah.
That was a weird thing.
Kevin's your disgust face.
All right, 1,200.
Well, she doesn't get another guess. Just tell us what the answer is.
Okay.
364.
Oh. No way.
Really?
364.
I feel that involves more sucking than just
I don't want to hear about your personal life.
I'm going to need that.
364 licks. Of the pop will get you to the center.
We may have to challenge that with Mugs on Monday.
Yes.
We'll do our own scientific.
Facebook Live it.
We'll start him at 5 a.m. and just have him lick until we get... counting licks. I like it. What? Count some licks. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. John Cleese, legendary comedian, of course, from Monty Python and Fawlty Towers, 78 years old today. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran is 59 years old. Actor Patrick Fugit celebrates his 35th birthday. Lou Williams. Wait a minute. How did a Clipper get on my list?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Guard for the LA Clippers, Lou Williams, is 31. And just to make things even, point guard Lonzo Ball from the LA Lakers is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, though, it is Friday morning and time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
That's right, it's the movie review show that doesn't see any of the films it's reviewing. Because anybody can watch a movie and tell you about it.
You see the trailer.
It takes a gift. I don't even watch those. It takes a gift to be able to review a movie from afar, from a distance. That's when you really get perspective on a film. I don't take a look at any of them, but I'm looking at all the new movies this weekend to let you know what's in theaters and in limited release. It's a new film called All I See Is You. Blake Lively stars in this film. It's about a blind woman's relationship with her husband, which changes when she regains her sight. And they discover disturbing details about each other. He's ugly, right?
She didn't know he was a beast.
Yeah, he's got to be ugly. Because you got a shot with a blind Blake Lively. If Blake Lively's blind, you can nail her. You could win her over.
Right.
Because she doesn't know how hot she is. But the minute she gets her sight back, she looks in the mirror. She's like, what? I look like Blake Lively? See ya. I'm going to go find Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Not your sorry, lumpy old ass, Jason Clarke. I'm not sure if that's what this movie's about at all. But let's find out. Let's listen to some clips from the trailer.
Is it ever bothering you having to take care of me?
No. It makes me feel special.
I just feel like I knew everything. Now I don't.
Ever see my wife in a dress like that? I guess it's not really you, huh?
Well, we don't really know what me is, do we? Did you love me more before?
When you were blind? I could ask you the same thing.
Poking her right in the eye, right?
What?
First thing I'm doing is poking her in the eye.
Ew.
Get that blindness back. Give me some Blake Lively blind, please.
You need the cover.
Give me some Blake Blindly. Also opening up this weekend, Thank You for Your Service. A story which rings all too true these days about a group of U.S. soldiers returning from Iraq, struggling to integrate back into their family and their civilian life. And the memory of the war that they all fought together haunts them and threatens them even after they've left the battlefield and come back on home. It's a great cast. Miles Teller stars in this film. Haley Bennett. Amy Schumer actually also appears in this film. Here's some clips from the trailer of Thank You for Your Service.
I was a good soldier. I had purpose, and I loved it.
I'm home with my favorite girls. It's perfect, baby.
You never told me you were a hero. Don't spare me the details. I can take anything but quiet.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right.
I know this don't look like much of a life, but every morning I get up, I'm grateful. I'm alive because of you.
Thank you for looking after my son.
I'm not a hero. We're brothers. We look after each other.
Thank you for your service. Suburbicon also opens up this weekend. George Clooney directs a script by him and the Coen brothers. Matt Damon stars. Julianne Moore, Oscar Isaac also stars in this film.
All right.
It all looks peaceful and calm on the surface, but when you scratch it, violence, death, deception, crime all lurk under the surface of Suburbicon. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Those men killed your mom.
Mr. Lodge?
Yes.
You know a character named Rizzoli? He's a loan shark.
If you were into the mob for money,
that might explain what happened to your wife.
This is the last time that clown's gonna ignore us. Take care of the kid.
It's the police.
Any progress on the investigation?
A mobster got killed a couple of days ago.
I can end the conversation real quick.
I'm sorry for his loss.
Of life? Yeah, I guess he probably is too.
Coen Brothers, right?
Right.
Right.
So good. And, of course, seeing that it's Halloween weekend,
Would you like to play a game?
Right.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to step on your toes.
Yeah. No, you got it.
No,
it's all you.
Let's hear it.
It's
let's hear you. The good one.
I'm good with
let's
it.
Let's hear the real version.
Would you like to play a game?
Play a game you do. It is Jigsaw. Tobin Bell, of course, stars. We had Tobin in yesterday. Matt Passmore, Keith Rennie. Bodies are turning up all over the city, each meeting a uniquely gruesome end. And all signs point to one suspect. Jigsaw, John Kramer. Oh, only one problem. He's been dead for 10 years.
Or has he?
I guess we'll find out in Jigsaw.
Now the game's simple. Best ones are.
Any identification on the victim?
Puzzle piece. But Jigsaw has been dead for 10 years.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
The blood under the fingernails of our victim is John Kramer, the Jigsaw killer.
That's impossible.
No, it's not creepy at all.
You are all going to die tonight.
Right?
And he was here. He could have killed us all yesterday.
Right?
That's going to be the number one film by far this weekend as people look out for the scary films on Halloween. But me, personally, I want to try to check out the Suburbicon. Looks awesome. That's it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman.
I'm not positive Larry King's still alive.
What do you mean?
Did you see him at the World Series games 1 and 2? Right behind home plate?
Yeah.
Did you notice any lack of movement?
No movement, if that's what you mean by lack of.
Right.
Yeah.
So people would jump up,
mm-hmm.
and then Larry's little head would just stay right where it is.
Well, he doesn't need to get up. He's watching the game.
Is he?
I believe.
Or maybe it's just a Larry King head on a stick. How do we know?
No. Do you think it's like a Weekend at Bernie's
yes.
situation?
They're just propping him up.
Wow.
Because it's the World Series and he's been there for so long. How long has he had season tickets since?
Like forever.
Forever.
Yeah. He became a Dodgers fan in 1943, when he saw his first game against, it was the Brooklyn Dodgers, way back when.
And TMZ just had a story that he has 6 dugout club seats, which is right behind home plate.
Right.
All season long.
Yeah.
And that his kids wanted to use those seats for the World Series. And he said, no, they cost too much. I'm going to put you up in the left field bleachers. And he put them way up at the top of the stadium.
I respect it.
Or whoever's handling Larry's affairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it is, but we thought we would check in and see. Yes.
You would like more excitement from Larry.
I would like a sign of life.
Okay.
Maybe he could move his head. Maybe he could blink his eyes. Anything.
All right.
But Dave tells me that we have Larry King on the line.
Oh, wow.
So, Larry, good
morning. Los Angeles, hello.
How are you?
Hello, Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hello.
You're still alive. That's good news.
I'm still alive, yes.
What did you think of World Series
game? For those who don't know, I'm Larry King. I've been a broadcaster for a long time.
Thank you for helping me with the setup.
Used to be. Used to be on CNN for a long time, right. Been on radio for a long time.
Right.
A lot of people may not know who I am.
Right.
But I'm a very long-lasting broadcaster.
Yes.
And I'm old.
And you're
you
old.
Are 83.
I'm 83 years old. Hello. Yeah. Death, hello.
You don't move much during the games now is what I'm noticing.
Listen,
that's all.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm a professional, baby. Okay,
right. Mm-hmm.
Look it up. Professional. Okay.
Professional broadcaster.
Yes.
Yes, but as a fan, you're
not. I also have a huge head.
You do have a big head.
Giant head, hello.
Yeah. It's substantial, you're knocking.
Massive. And doctors say it could tip over at any moment.
Oh, is that why you're so still?
I have a very scrawny neck.
Uh-huh.
And a very big head.
I see.
Okay.
And if I leaned to one side or the other, it could snap off and roll into the aisle at Dodger Stadium.
And nobody wants that, so they
nobody
prop you
wants
up.
A rolling Larry King head.
Right. I can attest.
So
to that.
I have to hold my bones together with suspenders.
Okay. Or that's
Larry
what
King also wears suspenders all the time. He's known
he
for
does.
That.
He is known for the suspenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play this bit backwards. Everyone's going to understand who Larry King is.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51. And coming up in the next half hour here, we've got your tickets for Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. Also, later on today, we've got your tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington. That show is tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. Ralph is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Right? Creepy clowns. That's what's going on.
Right?
There are going to be more creepy clowns this Halloween, I think, than in recent history.
For sure.
Because of It. And because of those clowns who were murdering kids in the woods, remember?
They weren't. It turned out
remember
to be
that they were murdering
totally
children in the woods?
No. That was the fear, I think, but there were
they
no kids.
They had the
kids.
Fear, too?
No.
No, those clowns are immense.
No. No.
I don't want to see a clown with the fear crouching in the woods. Just making mud puddles. You don't want that.
You don't.
Well, Burger King is capitalizing on the creepy clown phenomenon to troll their competition a bit. Because, you know, to them, who the creepiest clown must be. Burger King.
Burger King.
Right, Burger King, the creepy clown for them must be their competition, who is, and it would be...
McDonald's.
There you go, Kevin. Ronald McDonald is a creepy clown for those guys. So...
We're out of time.
What they've done is create a little 90-second viral ad to troll McDonald's a bit with the hashtag Scary Clown Night. And here is their shtick. Anyone who shows up on Halloween at your participating Burger King gets a free Whopper.
Oh.
If you show up as a creepy clown to Burger King on Halloween night, you get a free Whopper.
Huh.
So they're using clowns to bring people into Burger King, pulling them away from where again, Kevin?
The other restaurant.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
See?
Huh.
Here's the tagline. Come as a clown.
I'm sorry. I hope there's more.
Eat like a king.
Okay, good.
Come as a clown.
Mm-hmm. Not
eat like a king.
Not better, though, with the second part. Oh, Ralph.
I'm just saying.
That's
ruin
why
anything.
There is no live feed, by the way. When everyone's like, why don't you guys have cameras
why
in the studio?
Why can't we see video what I'd you guys are watch. Doing on the air? Because
yeah,
of me. It's me.
It's
all
Ralph.
Me.
It's
we wouldn't have jobs.
Me.
That's why.
Come as a clown. Eat like a king.
Huh.
Hey, who loves collectibles more than me?
No one.
Right, Allie. That's the correct answer. Nobody. That's why I'm going to pick this little item up. It's pretty cool. How would you like to have Elvis's gun? Right? That'd be awesome. Because remember Elvis would sit in his basement and shoot out televisions?
He would?
Yeah. If he didn't like what was on television, he'd shoot it. He would shoot the television. Most people would change the channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would shoot the television.
And just have him bring him a whole
another
one.
Give me a new TV.
That's awesome.
Is it awesome, Kevin?
Yes, it's awesome.
Or is it deeply disturbed?
It's both. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the good folks over at Moments in Time Auction House are selling Elvis's 38 caliber Smith & Wesson Chief Special Revolver that he purchased in Memphis way back in 1971. And the gun features his signature TCB lightning bolt logo on the side of it. It's embossed. So it's like a cool Elvis gun.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You
right.
want a gun, Allie? Why don't you get this? Get the Elvis gun.
I feel like it might be out of my pay grade.
You know what it's going for?
A lot.
$95,000.
Yeah, that's just
wow.
above. Yeah.
You could go up to about 80.
I was doing 90 for my TCB gun.
$95,000. You know what TCB stood for,
Taking
Allie?
Care of business.
Wow. I should have asked Kevin. It would have been so much more fun.
I totally was reaching for the button. I thought, what's she doing?
Yeah. Come like a clown, eat like a king. That's what I always say.
Right?
And speaking of collectibles, this is nuts. A Rolex watch that once belonged to actor Paul Newman sold an auction yesterday. It was given to him by his wife, actress Joanne Woodward, in 1969. It was inscribed, "Drive carefully, me," on the back, because he was a race car driver.
Right.
And he wore it for a long time. In 1984, he gave it to a guy who was dating his daughter as a gift, and that guy finally decided to part ways with it yesterday in auction. What do you think it's sold for?
Well, that's an expensive watch anyway, right?
A Rolex.
Yeah, and a vintage Rolex.
A vintage Rolex, you're talking 200 grand if it doesn't belong to anybody. It's worth
I'm
going to
say $1 million.
It's a pretty good guess. What do you say, Allie?
$975,820.
How about $17.8 million?
What?
What? $17.8 million. Let's round up. Let's call it $18 million.
Wow. It sold for that?
It sold for $18 million last night in New York City.
Just for boning his daughter, you got $18 million.
I don't believe it was about boning his daughter.
Well, that's why he got the watch.
That's why he got
the watch. They worked together, apparently, on some project, and it was a gift from Paul to this guy.
Oh.
$18 million.
Wow. Yeah, it's the most expensive wristwatch ever sold at auction. $18 million.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Come like a clown, eat like a king. That's what we say around here. And speaking of living like a king, Lamar Odom's back at it again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, apparently he was spotted the other night raising quite a storm over at Crazy Girls, the strip club.
Yeah.
He was apparently tossing lots of cash at the girls who were working there, making it rain for those ladies. So it seems like he's on a good track. Seems like he's in a healthy path. I think he's going to be fine. You may remember that Lamar suffered a severe overdose at a brothel in Nevada back in 2015.
Wasn't he staying there, living?
I believe he was.
Two or three days or something?
Yeah. So people are concerned maybe he's slipping back into an unhealthy lifestyle. But I don't know. The strip club's usually a pretty healthy atmosphere.
Sure.
I think for the most part. And Stranger Things, of course, wildly popular TV show. So popular that it's now getting its own after show. You know, that's the thing. Every show needs an after show now.
Sure. Chris Hardwick?
No, surprisingly, he's not hosting it. The good folks over at Netflix are having a show called Beyond Stranger Things that will follow Stranger Things. And it will talk about the show along with cast members and series creators. Jim Rash, funny man, comedian, writer, and actor Jim Rash will be the host of the show. Season 2 debuts on Netflix tonight.
It's there. Midnight.
Now? Oh, tonight.
It's there.
Oh, midnight or last night?
Yeah, last night.
Last
so
night.
It's there.
So it's already there now.
How many episodes have you watched, Allie?
None.
Okay.
I mean, here's my question. Is that going to be like a weekly show? How do you do that with a show that you can binge watch?
That's a
good
question.
How do you do an after show with a binge watchable show?
I suggest you write Netflix.com. Info@Netflix.com.
And
ask
them
your very pertinent
with
question.
And the facts.
Come like a clown, you like a king. Today's celebrity birthday is John Cleese, is 78 years old today. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, 59 years old today. Patrick Fugit, very talented actor, 35 years old. Lou Williams, card for your L.A. Clippers, is 31. And Lonzo Ball, the savior of the L.A. Lakers, is just 20 years old today. Can't even have a cocktail yet.
Right.
His dad won't let him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's time to talk football with R.J. Bell.
Because he's R.J. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Good morning, RJ.
You know, very kind of you not to lead off with the debacle last week.
I mean, I was going to bring it up, but quickly. I mean, you were 0-3 last week.
First time this year. You know, I tell you, in a way, we got to look at the good side of it. Is we're no one is getting confused. This is too easy,
right?
That's very important.
You wanted to teach everybody that lesson, so you did it on purpose.
No. It tends to happen naturally. But luckily, we were talking about it before the segment. Is you know, this is our fourth year, right? First year we won money for the followers. Second year we won money. Third year we won money, and this year we're still above 50%. And I think we're going to win money.
We're still 11-10. All right, what do we have this week? We get the big dog special. What is it?
We're going against the Patriots, L.A. Chargers, local team here. You know, the Pats are at their high point, right? Entering the year, defending champions, and the narrative was, oh, they're just as good, if not better, this year. Well, they haven't played that way. They've played really short of expectation. But last week, they look great. They look like everyone expected, and thus everyone's saying, oh, look, that's the Pats team we expected, except it hasn't been all year. It's been only a percentage of the year. Plus, Hightower, a good defensive player of theirs, who is the QB of the defense, some people call him, he's out now for the season. I think that's a big change. Now, the Chargers, this is a team that doesn't have a good home field advantage. in L.A. right now at that stadium, right? It's just temporary.
I went to see them play Denver, and it was 50-50 at best.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd from the other team. But they did play well in that game. And here's the thing. If you have if you lack an advantage everyone else has, right? Everyone else has a good home field in the league. You don't. That means you're probably going to be a little underrated when you go on the road because you're not benefiting at home that you're better than you seem. And here's the stat of the week. If all you did was bet the road team in Chargers games this year, you'd be 6-1 against the Vegas number.
Oh, wow.
Chargers are on the road, +7.5 against the Pats.
Does Danny Amendola possibly being out for Sunday change that even more?
You know what happens? There's only about 36 non-quarterbacks in the entire NFL that Vegas really takes notice of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were multiple players at the same position, say, you know, receiver in this case, yeah, it would matter. But just one guy here or there, even if you know their name, usually Vegas, it does not move the needle.
All right, so the best bet, you've got Buffalo Bills -2.5 over the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, and this is a situation with the Raiders is obviously a great fan base, and you got to appreciate that. And here in Vegas, we're especially excited about them coming. But because they are coming to Vegas, so many more people in Vegas are supporting the Raiders. And the way we support teams in Vegas is we bet on them.
It's a gamble,
right?
Yeah.
We bet on them. And because of that, the Raiders, in a way, have been expensive because people have been betting more on them. And they also have won a lot of close games. Last year, if you took their close wins, one score or less, and made them losses, and you took their losses and made them wins. And you might say, wait a minute, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Because it is a coin flip at the end of games, right? Imagine situations, you're kicking a field goal, you make it, you win, you miss it, you lose. There's a lot of luck in that.
Right.
The math guys really believe those close games go 50-50 in the long run. Well, if you flip those close games for the Raiders, they would have been 5-11 last year. So that's a sign of a team that was 12-4 that shows you they had a bunch of close games and they got lucky in those close games. That doesn't tend to extend between seasons, and we've seen it this year. The Raiders have been very disappointing. Bills have exceeded expectations. They've got momentum. They've got a strong home field advantage. And lastly, it's a 10 a.m. Pacific start time on the Raiders' body clocks, traveling all the way back east, and we're laying less than a field goal. Bills -2.5.
All right, and your big game choice is Minnesota Vikings -9.5 over the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, listen, people are celebrating, right? 4 years, first time we've laid over a touchdown. So this is a unique situation, and it's not just the Browns are bad. Everyone knows that. This is a horrible matchup for the Browns. Minnesota's offense is all about passing. The Browns are horrible on defense against the pass. The Browns' offense isn't good, but at least they can run the ball a little bit. But Minnesota is great against the run. This year, this is the worst matchup I've seen when it comes against strengths versus weaknesses. And speaking of weaknesses, the Browns' quarterback, his name is Kaiser, is having the worst season of any quarterback this century. Go all the way back to 2000.
Wow.
No quarterback has been as bad as the Browns' Kaiser. We're going to lay the lumber, Minnesota -9.5.
If only there was a quarterback available.
Right? That they could pick up.
Only.
Play quarterback for them.
Good Lord.
Hey, listen, let me give you the Vegas perspective. If Kaepernick was picked up and he was playing here, it would not be an upgrade.
All right, your big dog is L.A. Chargers +7.5 over New England Patriots. Your best bet is Buffalo Bills -2.5 over the Oakland Raiders. And big game, Minnesota Vikings -9.5 over the Cleveland Browns. We can't let you go, RJ, without talking World Series.
Yeah, this is what a game, right?
Right?
What a game. Didn't follow the L.A. way, but 1-1. And right now still, and this is interesting because the Astros have home field advantage, right? 5 games left. In theory, and 3 in Houston.
Play tonight, play tomorrow night, play Sunday night.
But even so, Dodgers are still favored to win the World Series. Just by a smidge, about 55% chance right now for the Dodgers to take home the championship.
First pitch tonight is at 5:20. You can follow RJ Bell on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Go to his website, pregame.com, and his new podcast is RJ Bell's Dream Preview, which is college and NFL episodes each week. RJ, we appreciate your time every Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Coming up, we've got your tickets for Linkin Park and Friends, celebrating life in honor of Chester Bennington. And that show is tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. So this will be your last chance to win those tickets. But first, Ralph, introduce us to our guest.
Well, coming up this weekend, of course, is the Stan Lee Los Angeles Comic Con. And the woman who makes it all possible, the woman who created this con here in Los Angeles that we have at the convention center every year, is a lovely lady by the name of Regina Carpinelli. And she has taken upon herself, she put this on her shoulders to bring a huge, high-quality Comic-Con to Los Angeles. It's hard to believe we never had one of our own before, and she made it all possible. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm amazing, crazy, and amazing.
Yeah, it must be a busy time for you getting ready for the big con this weekend.
A little bit. I've had a lot of good help from you, so,
it's been my job easier. It's been my pleasure. How many years is it now that you've been running between Kamikaze, as it was originally known, and now the L.A. Comic-Con? How many years has it been?
This is our seventh year.
Seventh year.
Wow.
And it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
We've grown 20 to 25% every single year.
Wow. At the beginning, it was just you saying, hey, I want to do one of those here?
Yeah, you know, my brothers and I grew up going to San Diego Comic-Con, like, from age 12 to age 29, and in 2010, we couldn't get tickets, and we're like, let's make our own. And we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have any money. But, you know, we had punk bands and put on punk shows, so we knew how to punk rock promote. And we, like, convinced the convention center to give us a space, and we convinced Stan to be a guest, and it was either a restraining order or a yes. And we had literally had no money either. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It was like the ultimate hustle to get this going. And
why do you think he said yes?
Well, so the first year happened, and, you know, we were in this basement of the convention center. We thought we'd get 2,000 people. We had 35,000 the first year.
Oh, my gosh.
And Stan was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. And just how we interact with the fans, you know. We talk to them. We create, like, most conventions are put on by, like, people that don't even really care about the industry. It's
right.
Like, it's a business. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan, so it's a little different. And plus, I think this whole punk rock mentality, you know, I grew up listening to you guys and Rodney on the Rock, and it's kind of this L.A. DIY attitude of build it, make it happen. Do it for your city, and it's just grown and grown, and, you know, now here we are, year seven, partnered with Entertainment Weekly. You know, we have The Rock coming. The Black Eyed Peas are doing a free concert for all of our 3-day and Saturday badge holders. I mean, I love giving back to the city, and we just, in so many ways, like, we have just amazing events.
How many people do you expect this year?
100,000 people.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and that's from all different countries.
All over the state, all over the county, the state, the country, the world. People fly in from Australia, from Asia, because this is the best place to meet Stan Lee. And also, we book really interesting guests. You know, I mean, we have, like, the Sabrina the Teenage Witch reunion. You don't ever see that anywhere. Paul Rubens. When was the last time anybody ever saw him? So it's like these really legendary people. And, you know, of course, Ralph is going to be there.
Sure.
He's doing a very special.
Tell us what you're doing, Ralph.
Kevin Smith and I are going to be hosting a panel where we pay tribute to our late friend Adam West, of course, who passed away this year. And we're going to have on hand his TV partner, Burt Ward. TV's Robin will be there. Two of the lovely cat women, Lee Merriweather and Julie Newmar, will also be on hand. And we're going to talk about our memories and the legacy of Adam. And Regina also has put together this amazing gift that we're going to be able to give to St. Jude Children's Hospital. We have gotten together some of the best names in comic book art, and they've all done Batman, original one-of-a-kind Batman pieces that we're going to have an auction for on Saturday. We're going to raise a ton of money for St. Jude, and then we're going to donate it in Adam West's name. So wow. That's part of the process on Saturday.
Yeah, it's cool. All about giving back. And it's, I mean, Ralph got Jim Lee to donate a piece of art, and Jim Lee draws Batman, but he doesn't draw Adam West Batman, so that is a unicorn piece for any serious art collector.
Yeah, it's funny to watch online, Regina. People are buzzing about Jim. Jim Lee, for those who don't know, is the co-publisher of DC Comics, mm-hmm. but started off as being sort of like a fan-favorite Batman artist, did a legendary run called Hush, and is just a legend in the Batman community. And Jim and I have been friends over the years, and he was so ready and willing and able to give back to St. Jude. He was a big Adam West Batman fan, so he was happy to do this. But people online are talking about how rare it is because yeah. he just doesn't draw that Batman, and it's a one-of-a-kind piece. If you're a comic art collector, this is going to be real, something you want to bid on.
Regina, I feel like you should keep an eye on Ralph because I feel like he's going to be walking out with some stuff he doesn't pay for.
I have a feeling me and Ralph are going to fight over some of those.
You might be right, Regina.
That's gonna... You might have the upper hand since it's a silent auction and I can't babysit it. So.
That's going to be at booth 1345 for those folks who are going to be down at the Comic-Con this weekend. And I'm doing the panel with Kevin Smith. We're doing that at 2 o'clock at the Hot Topic main stage. It's going to be a great event. But the thing starts, it kicks off Friday. At 1,
today.
I guess, Regina?
That's today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, today.
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock this afternoon. And runs all the way through 4 p.m. on Sunday. And I think we've got some passes to give away.
We have 5 pair to give away.
Three-day passes. You can go the whole thing. And yep. you should go all weekend long. It's just terrific and great stuff to buy. Great cosplaying. Great panels. Great celebrity guests, as Regina mentioned. It's really a credit to yourself and your brothers, Regina, that you were able to make this happen. And it's crazy that L.A., pop culture center of the world, never had something like this before.
It's really funny. And a lot of people had tried, but they failed. If I look back at the history of it, all the companies that tried to do it here, it was people who didn't even live in the city. I'm from LA.
Right.
I'm like, this city's magical and we're different, but we are the pop culture capital of the world and we deserve a good
show. We'll take the first 5 callers at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to go, we've got 3-day passes for you right now.
Why isn't she doing everything? I mean,
she's busy.
In 2011, no experience, no budget, and now it's this. Why isn't she in charge of everything?
Are you going to run for president?
Regina, we need you.
No.
Okay.
Let's do comics and make cool stuff happen, and we're down.
All right.
Well, it sounds cool. Tickets are still available. If you want them, you can get them at stanleeslacomiccon.com.
And you can use code DAISY, like Daisy Chloe Bennett's character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you can get 10% off on tickets.
There you go. Use Daisy, not Sky. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Just Daisy.
Regina, you're
the kids, they're free. So 12 and under are free, and there are no 13-year-olds in Los Angeles the weekend of our show, and we don't care.
Regina, you're an amazing person. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
On Friday mornings, we started a new feature called Great News. Mm. And we try to find positive, uplifting stories. There's so much negativity in the world, and so we bring you great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for
Allie, would you like to go first?
I would like to go first. This is my
great news.
You two specifically, just in this room. No, both you and Ralph.
I see.
You understand the amazing work that they do at neonatal intensive care units.
Yes.
Unbelievable work. Well,
with the children and the parents.
Absolutely.
I mean, they pretty much treat
the whole family.
Yeah. Well, this hospital is taking it one step further. Most people know any mom that has a baby in the NICU will tell you one of the hardest parts of that is when you have to leave your baby. You have to get your own treatment or you have to go home. It's one of the hardest things for the mothers to go through. Well, one forward-thinking NICU in Vancouver, Canada is going to remedy that on Sunday. It is BC Children's Hospital and BC Women's Hospital. They're opening a new NICU unit that lets the moms sleep with their babies in the same room.
No kidding.
That's yeah, great. This is some unbelievable stuff. They're going to have 70 private rooms, each with all the necessary equipment to care for the babies as well as the moms, and 70 rooms that can accommodate twins, and the babies can stay in the same room during the whole duration of when they're in the hospital.
Wow.
And then they're also going to have beds for the parents to sleep in there, refrigerator, storage unit, a TV with pillows that have the speakers in it so you could watch TV while your baby is sleeping as well. They're going to have breast pumps, basically everything in the room that you need for 24/7 care with your baby.
That's
right
amazing.
There. So unbelievable. And it's shocking that all it took was them having a design workshop and a mom said, how come my baby and I couldn't be in the same room?
Can I sleep with my kid?
And somebody at the hospital was like, yeah, what? Why can't you?
Why can't you?
Right? So this is so easy, and they're fixing it now in Canada. It opens up on Sunday, and hopefully that hospitals all around the world start doing that as well.
We had twins, and one of them came home early, and the other one had to stay there, and it was brutal. It was really, really, really difficult.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. So that was my
great news.
All right, Mr. Garmin, you're up next.
I have some great news as well. Not surprising, but this story has really touched me as it does as many Philadelphia Eagles fans. Carson Wentz was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles as the next great hope for that team that might make them competitive again. And there was a little boy, an 8-year-old boy who played peewee football named Lucas Custers. And he was a huge Eagles fan. He grew up there in the Philadelphia area. And he was diagnosed at the age of 8 with a very rare stomach cancer. And he took to Carson Wentz as hope for the Eagles and as a reason for him to get better because he wanted to see Carson Wentz and the Eagles thrive. And so he sort of became a mascot for the team, so much so that Carson Wentz, when he was in the hospital, sent him a video message and a ton of Eagles swag wishing him well. And the kid said he wanted to get better just so he could thank Carson Wentz for what he had done for him. He did. He got to visit the Eagles facility and gave Carson Wentz one of these rubber bracelets that he wore with his nickname, his football nickname on it, which was the Dutch Destroyer. That's what they called little 8-year-old Lucas on the field. And he gave it to Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz has not taken it off since. If you watch him on game day, you see he wears it out there on the field and also wears it throughout his daily life because Lucas passed away and was buried in a Carson Wentz jersey.
Oh, wow.
And Carson said it makes him recognize how important it is beyond football, what life's really about. And so what they have done is they've started a fund called Live Like Lucas, and it's with a K, livelikelucas.com, where you can buy these Dutch Destroyer bracelets. They're just $5 a piece, and they're starting a foundation in Lucas's name to help kids with cancer and their families. It's a charity that they're raising money for. And so if there's a piece done on ESPN, they did a segment on this where they interviewed Carson and the family. It's really, really touching. So if you wanted to donate to this foundation, the Live Like Lucas with a K Foundation, LUKAS.com. They're just $5 a piece, and all the money goes towards families with whose kids are fighting cancer. And that's my great news.
How come you do it better than all of us? That's annoying.
Sorry.
I have great news.
Well, that was awful.
A Utah man, and you might recognize this story because I believe we've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
A Utah man takes to the streets to find an organ donor for his wife suffering from kidney failure. Here's the story.
Wayne started this journey just 3 days ago, walking busy streets near his home in Far West, all to help his wife find a kidney. Now, already he is overwhelmed by how many people want to help him and his wife.
I don't walk real fast.
But with every step he takes and every car that passes, Wayne Winters gets closer to his goal.
I'm trying to get a kidney for my wife. My wife has stage 5 kidney failure. She's on dialysis, and she doesn't like it. It's horrible.
Wayne found the love of his life 26 years ago. Now he's on the search to find her a kidney while Deanne undergoes dialysis.
It's really hard today because this is the worst I've ever seen her.
Wayne says he felt helpless watching Deanne suffer.
I felt like I needed to do something.
Wayne got the idea of the sandwich board after seeing another man online that did the same thing and got national attention.
I thought, I can do this.
So with a new suit and new shoes, Wayne hit the streets.
Look at this road, how busy it is. I don't know which way to face. Well, I just walked up the mountain.
Red letters spell out the plea for his wife and the hundreds of people in Utah also in need of a kidney. Rush hour is his favorite time.
They slowed down. They can look at my sign. They can't go home in a hurry. I feel like I'm doing the right thing. It feels good to be out here.
And on the first day, Wayne had a man stop saying he would see if he was a match for Deanne.
I said, Deanne, I think we have a chance of getting you a kidney.
But until it's for sure, Wayne will keep searching.
I want to get a kidney, and I'll have my wife back the way she was normally.
Wayne says he's overwhelmed with all the support.
Love you, Wayne.
Love you, too.
Wayne knows finding a match is not an easy process, but says this is now his life mission. And even when he does get a donor for his wife, he won't stop trying to get people to donate. Live in studio, Kirsten Nunez, Fox 13 News, Utah.
Guy's 74 years old.
Wow.
With one of those sandwich boards and just says, help. And even when his wife gets help, he's going to keep doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's great news. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:57. Coming up in the next hour, we've got your tickets for Linkin Park and Friends. Celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl. That concert is tonight, and it's going to be a great show. I already saw Blink-182 posting rehearsal pictures and stuff. They have a lot of surprises, so it's going to be a good show.
My friend Zach is opening, so he goes on at 6:30 with a DJ set that he is doing just for Chester. So it's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. We've got those tickets coming up right now. Ralph is here for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
It is on, man. Beef. There's a beef.
Oh,
there's
no.
A beef. There's a beef. All right. Totes beef. The Weeknd. And Drake.
Uh-oh.
Beefing.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on.
Beef.
Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down.
I believe they're
race
both.
War. Come on. Race war.
I believe they're both black gentlemen. It's not really a race war.
He doesn't know.
Who doesn't? Which one doesn't know he's
Cartman.
Black?
Cartman.
Oh, Cartman.
Come on.
Oh, I thought you were the Weeknd or Drake.
Cartman's real to me.
They're at each other's throats.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Why?
Why do you think?
Oh. Chicks, man.
Hose.
Chicks.
Hose.
I don't know if hose is...
Hose.
I don't know hose.
Hose be making bros be tripping.
Mm. Wow.
Right? That's what we all say on the street.
No one says that.
I say it
especially
ever. When I'm
you.
slanging the yayo. Slinging a yo-yo. What do you do? What are you doing on the streets?
Those are two different things.
Oh.
Very different.
Come as a clown, eat like a king. That's what I always say. Here's the thing. Drake hooked up with Bella Hadid.
Right.
That's The Weeknd's ex.
All right.
And so The Weeknd claims he broke the bro code.
Oh.
And now he's...
But if it's his
ticked
ex...
...ticked off at Drake and... forcing people who know them both to pick a side.
Oh no!
So there be beef there, Captain, as we say on the street.
No one's ever said
we
that.
We say it. You're not on the street
You've
with
never
me.
Said
you don't
it.
Know what we say.
You're not on the street ever.
I have to go on the street to walk to my car sometimes. Hey, David Duchovny, he's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
Got a new girlfriend. Monique Pendlebury is her name.
I'm just gonna.
You got that right. The 57-year-old star of X-Files met her while she was working at the Sun Life Organics Juicery in Malibu, California. That's right. She's a juice barista. She is 24 years old.
Oh, David.
What do you mean, oh, David? You mean, way to go, David.
That's what you meant.
That's what you meant.
No.
Yeah. Imagine just being... See, you got to be rich or famous to be 57 years old and walk into your local juiceteria and look at the girl behind the counter and say, "Oh, hello, nubile 24-year-old sun-kissed juicer girl. Why don't you come hang with me for a bit?" Right? Come as a clown, eat like a king. If I show up to my local juicerama and I say, "Oh, can I have some wheatgrass?" and what do you say? You want to afterwards?
Right.
I'm getting wheatgrass in the face.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
You are.
Oh.
Not Duchovny, though. Damn him.
No.
What? Don't make that face, Allie.
I'm not making a face.
You're making a face.
You were.
This is why we can't have a live feed in here.
Right?
Because Allie and her faces.
Right?
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, okay.
Oh, Allie's now
throwing
a little shade at the 24-year-old.
I'm saying.
We got a new beef.
You're going to go for a 24-year-old.
Maybe she's lovely and smart and intelligent as well as being attractive, Allie.
I'm sure she is.
Oh, you're the
Come
worst.
Come on.
You're 57. Come on.
Caddy.
Come on.
Table for one.
Come on.
Today's celebrity birthdays. What does that mean, you're 57?
You're not having real in-depth conversations with
you
a 24-year-old.
Sheesh.
I remember me at 24. If some old 57-year-old wanted to chat, I'd be like, move on, Grampy.
Right, unless
it's
he's
not
David Duchovny.
And you're making juice. Who are you to judge?
That's very true.
Just press the mango and shut up.
Welcome to my juiceteria.
It's my new album. Press the mango and shut up, by the way. I hope you all pick it up.
It's a good one.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Cleese is 78 years old today. Simone Le Bon from Duran Duran celebrates his 59th birthday. Patrick Fugit is 35 years old. Fugit.
Allie?
She's just nodding. They can't both be right.
I mean, he's great. Happy birthday.
Lou Williams for the Clippers is 31, and Lonzo Ball celebrates his 20th birthday today from the Lakers. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's Halloween time, so these kind of stories come out a little bit more. This is a ghost hanging out, a ghost prostitute hanging out in the bar. Here's the news.
Ron's Roadhouse on Truman Road in Independence. It's the kind of bar where everyone knows your name, and all too often, things go bump in the night.
Bottles turning around on the shelves, shelves come crashing down for no reason.
But there is a reason, if you believe the regulars.
Oh, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in ghosts, but this one's real. That's all I'd say.
Ron's Roadhouse is a neighborhood haunt with a whole host of spirits, if you will.
There's a ghost up there named Elizabeth.
Up here is a locked away forbidden second floor at Ron's Roadhouse, where, legend has it, a madam named Elizabeth ran a brothel here.
Okay, we'll go to the room that she was murdered in.
The bar's owners took our Fox 4 cameras on a tour the public never sees.
She was hung by two of her Johns, and I very rarely come up here.
Elizabeth met a violent end here in the 1950s, they say.
And Elizabeth scares me.
And her unsettled soul stuck around. Unfinished business, the owners say.
There's a temperature drop in the hallway. When you walk through, it's ice cold.
Janelda Woolery says no one likes it up here. Her husband, Ron, says without fail, people always race to get back downstairs.
I've had firemen in here look it over, and I've had them so white as a ghost, per se, that they didn't really want to go back up either.
First thing I seen was a bottle-billed 180 up there on the stand.
And he'd be barking up there.
The handle went down. And then came back up.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a long news
piece.
That
was a long news piece.
That's a news piece that's long.
So what do we know? There's a madam. She was hung by two of her Johns.
Yes.
She's now haunting the place.
Correct.
Let's talk to someone. Hello?
Oh, the phone's
died. Oh, no. We were going to talk to Ron Woolery.
It's Elizabeth.
Just two and two.
It's Elizabeth.
Do you think it's Elizabeth?
She's haunting our phones.
Well, Ron, if you're out there, if you could try us again.
She's haunting our phones.
Owner of Ron's Hello? Roadhouse.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey, is this Ron?
Yeah, Ron's Roadhouse.
Oh, great news.
That was the last bit you did.
Yep.
You're listening. That's fantastic.
I listened. I was on hold. And then Elizabeth, I think, cut off the phone line.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about the ghost prostitute.
We got us a ghost here at Ron's Roadhouse here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I'm a Christian man. I don't believe in ghosts.
Right.
But this one is real. That's all I can say. There's too much paranormal activity going on here at Ron's Roadhouse for there not to be a ghost.
Now, one of the things that you said was just a bottle turning around. That doesn't
seem... The bottle turned 360 degrees, turned around.
Did you see that happen?
Well, no. I turned my back, and then when I came back around, the bottle had turned around.
But it would have been the same view for you. So how do you know it turned around?
Because the bottle had turned around 360 degrees.
So you wouldn't really know if it turned around?
Well, sure I would.
Okay.
Okay.
I looked at it and said, that bottle's exactly the same way it was
right.
when I left it.
Right.
So it must have turned 360 degrees.
Huh.
Okay.
Right.
Crazy stuff going on here at Ron's Roadhouse.
Sounds nice.
What other kind?
Come on down and get a drink at the Haunted Roadhouse.
I mean, it sounds fun and all,
mm-hmm.
but...
I'll tell you, stuff here happened you just cannot explain.
Like what?
Okay, so I went out, I made a run, I had to pick up some groceries for the kitchen.
Right.
And I left my waitress, Eloise, behind the counter to run the bar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, there was no money in the cash register. The ghost had taken all the money.
Where was Eloise?
She told me. She told me the ghost would come in and take all the money.
Oh.
I said, oh, that darn ghost.
Wow.
And then we had a problem. We had some firemen. We had to take firemen upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And
to so check it out.
My wife, Janelle, that took the firemen up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
And when she came downstairs, her panties were missing.
Oh, no.
What?
I said, what happened to your panties? She said, the darn ghost took them.
The ghost took her panties.
That hooker ghost took her panties. That whore ghost. Ghost whore. That's what I call her.
Ron.
Right?
I believe you.
And then once at the end of the shift, I had my bartender, Alan, we were working back there, and I come back, and there's a whole bottle of whiskey been gone, drunk. Someone just took it all. I said, what happened to that whiskey? The whore ghost, ghost whore drank it all.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This darn ghost is making my life a living hell.
Maybe you should check into some of your employees. It sounds like maybe they're doing some stuff that's not on the up and up.
Hey, wait a minute.
Right?
Nah, it's a ghost.
It's I'm a ghost. Sure. Okay, all right. What?
I'm just saying, you've reached a new high.
I'm saying what?
I'm saying you're already in the Hall of Fame. Why don't you ease off a little bit? Ease off the gas. You don't need to work so hard is what I'm saying.
Yeah, let the young kids catch up.
Right. Stop being so awesome. Give other broadcasters a break.
I'm sorry,
right?
That's what you're saying?
Yes, you're just too good. Now you've upped your game. You've surpassed yourself. Once again, you have risen above your own standards of excellence. Here's the thing about Kevin. He is well known on this show for hanging up on high-powered celebrity guests.
I mean, it happens occasionally, and it's an accident.
It happens more often than it doesn't happen. You hang up on people more often than you let them finish their conversations with us.
I mean, that's possible.
You did it to Bono, I remember.
You
did it to Brooke Shields, the lovely and talented Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
She was trying desperately to have a conversation with us, and you just had no more time for her.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. I
listen to Cerritos Hollow Square's 2-week Black Friday sale going on now.
You just drop the hammer on her and just start playing commercials right over her.
But she said, thank you.
And then she said, we don't know what she said because you played commercials or you dumped commercials all over her head.
She was starting to tell you that when she's in L.A., she would always listen
to
you.
Right, it was a compliment.
It was a compliment.
But then we're like, Cerritos Auto Square.
Right, Kevin's in no time for that.
No.
I'm too busy talking. I got to talk about that Auto Square.
I'm sorry about that. That's on me.
Then Paul McCartney.
That one's on me.
Okay.
Legend Paul McCartney.
Right.
Maybe one of the biggest stars we've ever had.
He was done.
On this show. A freaking Beatle.
Right,
I don't know what more the man had to do in order to get free reign to finish his statement before Kevin hangs up on him, cuts him off with commercials.
I don't know if we'll ever have a chance to do this again, Sir Paul, but thank you so much for the time. It's a real honor to have you on the program today.
That's a really nice interview. So, I hope to see you at the gig.
Absolutely, sir. Thanks for the call.
Let's make it a day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Oops.
He was saying
goodbye. He said, see you guys.
And then he said, by the way, I'd like to offer you the Beatles catalog.
Right.
You don't know what he was going to say.
Well, I've got some Rolls Royces I'm not using. Maybe you fellas would like to have one.
Right.
He's going to hand you a car.
Well, he's
never a
Beatle.
You don't know. You don't know because you hung up on him.
Yeah, I mean, he could.
So now Kevin has upped his game.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be on the phone anymore for Kevin to hang up on you. Now he's hanging up on guests to their face.
I mean, I felt he was finished.
We had Tobin Bell on, the voice of Jigsaw, the actor who plays Jigsaw in all the Saw movies, on to promote Jigsaw, the new movie. And he's sitting across the counter from Kevin, looking at him in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was time to end the interview.
And I thought he was done.
Well, you were looking at him. Well,
his
you don't have to think that he was done.
Still moving.
If he's still talking to you, guess what? He's not done. There's no guessing involved.
He was pretty much done.
No, he wasn't at all. Here's what he did to a guy in person yesterday.
Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Happy all week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
The man's trying to say something.
He said thank you very much.
That's not what he said.
How do we know what
That's
he said?
That's the end of it.
That's not what he said.
All right.
You dumped commercials all over the man who's trying to talk.
Do I hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear version again.
You're not helping.
Let's hear that version
again. Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Happy all week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
I think he was saying happy Halloween.
No. We isolated what he actually said. Which makes it even funnier considering you cut him off on the radio.
Okay.
Here's what he had to say.
Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
He's happy to be on radio, and you're cutting him off on radio. You're taking away the one thing that made him happy. Not enough that you interrupted him, but you're taking away the thing that he loved doing.
He did love radio more than any guest we've ever had.
Right.
Came around here by the board so he can see the controls and take a picture there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you took the thing he loves being on the radio and took it away from him by playing dumb commercials all over him.
No, but thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Happy week on K-Rock.
Close your windows.
What the hell?
I will say this, Ralph, because I'm watching it happen.
You're a witness to the carnage.
So I see his mouth still moving.
Right.
And then I hear the promo, and I immediately look at Kevin.
Very disappointed.
And he's looking down, his face is red, and he just mouths the S word. And I'm thinking, you pressed it.
It was out of his control.
Why are you somehow now shocked and angry at your finger?
I was mad at myself.
Well, don't do that. You are in control of what you do.
He's not.
Look. is that the truth, finally?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just that I'm not?
You're possessed.
All right. We have tickets.
So possessed by a dumbass.
That's very true. That's the name of my autobiography.
We need a dumbass exorcist to come in here and get the dumbass out of you.
He was literally saying, I love radio.
I love being on the radio.
Dobin, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on radio.
Yeah. Not when Kevin's around, you're not.
Wow. That one's on me, I guess.
Kevin's like, I think you said happy Halloween.
All right, we have tickets for Linkin Park and Friends.
Oh, good.
And if you want to go, the show is tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. Call 1-800-520-1067. You call now.
Don't do it, Chip.
Thought you could stop that? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Linkin Park and Friends is tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. We've got your tickets right now. And by the way, Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington. This is the first time that the band members have performed together publicly since Chester Bennington's death on July 20th. And Friends are a lot. Blink-182 is going to be there. Jonathan Davis from Korn, Zedd, members of No Doubt, System of a Down, Yellow Card, Avenged Sevenfold. And if you don't get tickets, they're also streaming it on YouTube.
That's unbelievable.
So that you can watch it starting at 7:45 tonight on YouTube. You can watch the entire thing.
That band does so much for their fans, and it's so reciprocal. I think it's honestly one of the most beautiful band-fan relationships. So for them to be able to stream this,
yes,
for their worldwide audience, that's magic.
That's pretty cool. So we have tickets to give away right now with
Just a Second!
That's the game. So we're going to play Just a Second of a Linkin Park song, and you have to tell us the title of the Linkin Park song. We're going to start with Paula in Costa Mesa. Hi, Paula.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, I'm first.
You're first. That doesn't mean you won't get it.
You're right.
Okay, I'm going to play for you.
I've got them all week, but Just a Second's hard.
Okay, I hope you get it. I'll play it for you twice, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Here it is. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm going to guess.
I'm sorry, it's crawling. Sorry. All right, let's go to Wendy in Huntington Beach. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Are you ready for yours?
I am. I knew the last one.
Okay, I'll play it for you twice. Here you go. One more time.
In the End?
Yes, it is. Nicely done. Going to put you on hold and see if there's a drawing. We're going to go to Brittany in Anaheim. Hi, Brittany. Hello.
Yes.
Hi there. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're doing...
Just a second!
And I'm going to play it for you twice. Tell us the name of this song. One more time.
Oh, shoot. I knew the first two. Darn it. Is it... Not One Step Closer.
It is.
Okay, One Step Closer.
I mean, is it technically, you said it's not.
I love, though, that you cut her off. It is.
And that's the name
Stop
of it.
Stop talking.
Yes. Nicely done. We're going to put you in the drawing. Hold on. You know, that's the first time we've ever had somebody win by saying that it's not the answer.
Well, you didn't want to talk her out of it.
Right.
So that was good.
Right. Okay. Edwin in Anaheim. Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. I'm going to play it for you twice. One more time.
I want to bleed it out. Bleed it out. I'm sorry. Bleed it out. I am so sorry.
Bleed it out is right, yes.
Thank you.
Oh. Almost threw it away.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Congratulations to whoever was in the background and gave you the right answer. Let's go to Matt in Fontana. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. You ready?
I've got them all right so far.
Good.
I probably just jinxed myself right
good.
Now.
You might have. Name this Linkin Park song. One more time.
That would be Numb.
That would be Numb, yes. Nicely done. Hold on. All right, let's go to Juan in Canoga Park. Hi, Juan.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to play it for you twice. One more time.
That'll be What I've Done?
That would be What I've Done, yes. Nicely done. All right, let's go to Matthew in Los Angeles. Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Are you ready for your song?
Yes.
All right, I'll play it for you twice. Good luck. One more time.
Paper cut? I can't think.
I'm sorry. That's Somewhere I Belong. Let's do one more. Let's make it Jacob in Long Beach. Hi, Jacob.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your Just a Second. One more time. All right.
That one.
That one is named.
That one is named The New Divide.
Oh, I'm sorry. That one's paper cut. I'm sorry about that. All right. So we have, how many people do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on hold. They're all in the drawing. Allie McKay is doing now, and she will tell us who's going to go to the Hollywood Bowl tonight.
Congratulations, Matt.
Matt. Let's see if I can find Matt. Hey, Matt, congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Does that mean I got 2 tickets?
Does it mean you got 2 tickets? Yeah.
No, Pitt.
Oh, Pitt.
Oh, slow down,
Take
Matt.
Take it easy,
I mean,
for God's sakes.
Sorry, I know, I'm getting greedy. I'm
You're going to be there tonight, so thanks for playing the game.
Just a second.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and this time, every Friday, we open up the phone lines for you to text your favorite song that you would like to hear for Keep It 100. Here are some of the songs that we've played in the past. I get no doubt. All right, so Keep It 100, you text us at 1-800-520-1067 with your request. The 100th text we will play. If it's in our system, we will play it.
Yep.
So that's our promise. We're going to take a break for the Showbiz Beat first. And then we'll, aren't we? We're going to take a break for the showbiz beat.
I feel like we do this every hour at the same time.
We're going to do the showbiz beat now, and then we're going to come back with Keep It 100.
Okay. Are we taking a break, though?
We're not taking a break.
No break.
Call in and we'll get right back to you.
All right. Great. No doubt, Chip. No doubt. Kevin's holding on by his fingernails.
Since Monday.
Kevin is just. He is just.
I'm the Rock of Gibraltar.
He's had a slog through mud all week long, and then he's getting to the finish line. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make it.
Come on now.
I don't know. Yeah, Chip?
I'm going to sleep so hard this whole weekend.
Yeah, you are.
It's been a lot of work for Chip.
Yes, it has. Poor kid.
Chip.
You know what? Dolly Parton's lucky to be walking.
What?
Dolly Parton's lucky to be walking.
Why?
Well, this giant can.
Come on.
Fall over with the size of those things.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait a minute. She had a horrific accident as a child that should have cost her foot.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yep. Let me tell you a little story.
80 years ago.
Well, wait, when you hear it, you're going to, oh, no. Trust me. She jumped across a fence at the age of 6, jumped over a fence.
Mm-hmm.
Landed on a broken mason jar.
Oh God. My God.
She, of course, was barefoot because she grew up in the Ozarks. Jumped over a fence, landed on a broken mason jar, and 3 of her toes were almost cut off by the broken jar.
That isn't good for you.
Just barely hanging on.
Okay.
So her mother springs into action, uses cornmeal to soak up the blood from her foot.
Oh, I love the country.
Disinfects it with kerosene from a kerosene lamp.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Ow.
It didn't happen to you, Allie.
And then
what are you doing?
Sewed her foot up by hand. Mom gets out needle and thread and sews her toes back on. Allie, why are you dancing around the room?
She's acting like it just happened to her.
That's insane.
That is some country. That's country.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Oh. Dolly says she healed up just fine. So, there. So next time you get a splinter or a paper cut or something, you just shut up.
I wonder if that's why God blessed her. Like, you've been through a lot. Let me give you some ass boobies. God hated me.
Yeah, what'd you do to piss off God?
I want to get it in before you could.
What did you do? I'm going to need that too. Speaking of Allie, today is Patrick Fugit's birthday.
No time.
Oh, excellent. Patrick Fugit is an actor who was on a show. What show was he on? The show you like?
Outcast. He's wonderful.
We had him in to talk about that show. Mm-hmm. I don't watch it, but Allie's a big fan. Maybe too big a fan.
I had a lot of questions. It was for season one. They're now.
You didn't really have a lot of questions. You had one question that went on for about 2.5 minutes. Patrick's birthday is today as we look at the celebrity birthdays. He's 35 years old, and I thought we'd revisit that magical moment in broadcasting history.
Well, explain to people that are listening that don't quite know what the show's about. You're basically a kid, a man now, that was possessed by demons as a kid, but not really, but you got one out of your mom, but we're not sure yet. And now you're getting demons out of all random people, but what's this black tar coming out of him? What's the breathing? But he becomes this kind of hermit and sequesters himself away from everyone he loves because he's afraid of who he thinks he might be. The thing about Kyle, I feel, because I was huge To Kill a Mockingbird fan, he's Boo Radley. He's just this hermity guy, but he has so much good to give. And obviously, you're trying to help all these people in the town. And why is everyone in the town possessed by a demon? What is happening in that town?
Yeah.
And can you not move? And why don't you ever do your dishes?
I don't know.
So in this show, though, you now know just by touching someone that can seem totally normal if they are possessed just through your touch.
Yeah.
So that's new. But also, with the breathing in, all these people try and breathe your breath, but are they trying to get stronger by taking the souls you've internalized that you've outcast from other people, but now they're in you? It's the soul. Why are you laughing?
I'm so serious right now. Take it easy.
But then, once it does kind of go, and it's gotten to the point where, oh no, it's over. This demon is now out of him. It turns into this black tar. Then it looks like birds. And then it just dissipates into the air. Where does it go?
We don't know yet.
But you know. I want to know now. Well, it's like the souls of all the outcast demons intertwine into one big gooey substance.
It's like,
sort of.
Yes.
And didn't you get another season before it even premiered? Which is kind of a nice thing. Allie likes a show. There's stuff she needs to know. On and on she rambles, curious, so curious. There is no escaping now, the guest is getting furious. Allie's questions, when the world turns into ten. So much questions, and it's never gonna end. Tell me all the spoilers now. If you haven't seen that show, created by Robert Kirkman. It's amazing.
I feel season like I have two. Seen it. I feel like I've watched the whole season.
That was just my question from season one.
Dear Lord.
Imagine if we have him back. He'll never come
like
back.
He'll come back.
Thanks to Lou Whitecap, by the way, for that song. He does great work. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LNOC's Alternative Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:05. Time for Keep It 100. I gotta keep it 100. Keep it 100, baby. Keep it 100. I keep it 100. All right, let's talk to Jimmy in Huntington Park. Hi, Jimmy.
How's it going?
Good. You're our 100th texter. What song do you want to hear?
One from Metallica.
Oh.
Do you want to hear Metallica do it?
Hell yeah.
Or
all these other songs, and one is missing.
What if Allie were to sing it as well?
Do you want a little taster?
Sure.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. Rock and I'll live. I cannot die.
My two
fingers just went up.
Your what?
My two fingers. My death symbol just went up.
Oh, nice. Right. I wasn't sure what went up, but thank you, Jimmy. We'll do the real version for you now.
Yes, and thank you
so much, Allie.
Thanks for calling.
Keep it 100.
Like a wartime novelty, tied to machines and men.
be. Cut this life off from me. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, wake me.
Jimmy, best keep it 100 in a long time.
Well done.
Keep it 100.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38. Just enough time for one more look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
And let me just recap the weekend for you. In case you want to hang out with me, I will be at the Stan Lee LA Comic Con tomorrow. We've got that very special tribute to Adam West panel happening at 2 o'clock. Me and Kevin Smith will be hosting that. And then, of course, the Batman Charity Art Gallery auction will also be presented tomorrow. All proceeds will be donated in Adam West's name to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But if you want an original piece of one-of-a-kind art done by some of the hottest artists in the comic business today, you definitely want to check out that auction. Jim Lee, for example, I know his piece is going to fetch a lot of money. Rob Liefeld, Butch Harmon, James Tucker, Ruben Procopio, Mike Vosburgh, Ty Templeton, who I worked with. He did all the art for my Batman Green Hornet comic book that I wrote. So come on down, won't you? It's going to be a fun event. Also, Sunday night, I wanted to remind people, everybody has an Anna Dick story. If you want to watch that documentary, they're having a sneak preview at the Improv on Melrose Sunday night. You can go to improv.com or everybodyhasanandydickstory.com if you want to see that documentary. Very funny, entertaining documentary. And while we're talking movies, I got my final set of five pairs of passes to give away to the Thor Ragnarok special advance screening.
Yay!
So if you come see Ragnarok, you can see it in IMAX 3D at the IMAX headquarters.
Do they have to do that when they call?
No, they don't have to. It's the IMAX headquarters, IMAX 3D advanced screening of Thor Ragnarok happening this Monday. You'll see it before it's in theaters on November 3rd. If you'd like to go, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that phone number.
Call now, 1-800-520-1067.
Right.
I love you.
I love you too. First five callers will get a pair of passes to see Thor Ragnarok at the IMAX 3D headquarters. That's a real cool place to see a movie, too. I've seen a bunch of them there, and they're awesome, and they're very nice people, so you will enjoy that. All right, let's take a look at a couple showbiz stories before we kick off the weekend. Veronica Mars fans are very happy. Looks like the show's making yet another comeback. Remember they had that Veronica Mars movie that they did, the reunion movie, a little while ago?
I do remember that.
Kristen Bell has revealed that while nothing's set in stone yet, it is going to happen. She talks to creator Rob Thomas all the time, and they're going to do it, and they promise they'll never make the fans pay for it again. They did they were one of the first crowdsourcing movies. Remember, they raised a couple million dollars to make that film. So they're going to bring you more, but they're not going to make you pay for it.
What's up?
Right? Dave loves Kristen Bell. Oh, Kristen Bell. Chased her off with those salt and pepper shakers.
He
though,
did.
Didn't he?
Yeah,
he never
did.
Heard from her again after
nope.
that.
Probably never will.
You know, I love collectibles. Elvis Presley loved shooting televisions. It's two great tastes that taste great together. They are selling one of his guns at special auction the next couple of weeks. 38 caliber Smith & Wesson that has his TCB lightning bolt logo right there in the handle. That's pretty cool. Kevin, of course, the TCB stood for?
The city is beautiful.
I don't know. Yes, this city is beautiful. Mm-hmm. No, taking care of business.
Sure.
TCB.
Both.
And had a lightning bolt through it because TCB in a flash. That's how Elvis operated.
Right.
He'd shoot his television if he didn't like what was going on.
I love that. That's funny. That's a guy with too much money.
Yeah, really. Just give me a new TV, man. Give me another peanut butter, not a sandwich. They're expecting it to fetch for $95,000 for that.
Wow.
Anything Elvis, still to this day, gets a premium price. But not this kind of premium. Actor Paul Newman, who passed away, I don't know, 10 years ago? He had a Rolex watch that he wore for a long time. It was given to him by his wife, Joanne Woodward, in 1969. He wore it till 1984 when he gave it to a gentleman as a gift. And that gentleman put it up for auction yesterday. And when the hammer came down, $17.8 million.
What?
That's what that watch went for.
That is nuts.
Yeah. It was a Rolex.
So it's expensive anyway.
It's an expensive watch anyway, but still. Now, antique and vintage wristwatches, that's a huge collectible market.
People but $18 million.
That's the highest anyone's ever paid for a wristwatch in an auction. So that's good news. I ran to Adam Carolla last night, and he was very happy because he owns like a bunch of Paul Newman race cars,
oh,
and
he does,
fire
right?
suits, and helmets. He's a big collector of Paul Newman memorabilia.
So this probably gave
he's
him.
Like, I'm going to retire. He's very excited. He's hoping this is the beginning of a run on Paul Newman memorabilia at auction that fetches big money. So let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. John Cleese, 78 years old today. Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, 59 years old. Patrick Fugit, he's 35 years old today. We don't have time for
it. I mean, we want to go home.
L.A. Clippers guard Lou Williams is 31. L.A. Lakers point guard Lonzo Ball is 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out to SoCal. Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Strikers commercial free-for-all during your drive home today. Go Dodgers tonight at 5:20. Go Dodgers tomorrow night. And go Dodgers Sunday night in the World Series. And we'll see you on Monday morning's Kevin Abune Show.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This was a success.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's real talk right there, man.
Roll another one.
I'm an escort, you guys. I'm a hooker.
Just like the other one.
Intercourse?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I get it.
Yeah, when I talk to her, it says you have to speak in American English. What other kind of English is there? Is there British?
Do you realize, Albert, that there are more than 6,000 languages spoken on Earth today?
Roll, roll,
roll
another one.
Rock and roll!
Just like.
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy?
I don't have another cent.
I'm your biggest fan. I don't mean that like a psycho. I'm not a psycho.
Now hiring both locations.
Just pass it around.
Oh my God, that's sexual harassment.
Mommy Mikey.
I just don't think, like, this world, this process, this journey, this show, like, I just don't think, like, it's for you.
Today was a little rough. Just, I don't know. Just awkward. I really don't know how else to describe it. Today maybe didn't go all the way as I planned.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
I was skeptical. It seemed too good to be true. I'm so glad I tried it.
Fire must cleanse us.
That's the end of the story.
Corn, how'd they get them?